Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond!
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Well, that sound means that it's time to go behind the scenes at another classic movie, and Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, is with me, and this is a clip from the movie he has chosen.
I suppose I could set it up for you. That would save you some money. If you get the forms, I'll prepare them for you, nearly free of charge. I'd only ask 3 beers apiece for each of my co-workers.
Co-workers, get him. That's rich, ain't it?
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion. Sir.
What are you Jimmy staring at? Back to work!
Let's go, work!
And that's how it came to pass, that on the second to last day of the job, the convict crew that tarred the plate factory roof in the spring of 49 wound up sitting in a row at 10 o'clock in the morning, drinking icy cold Bohemia-style beer, courtesy of the hardest screw that ever walked a turn at Shawshank State Prison.
And that tells you what the movie is. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, it's The Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Most of us have seen it, but it's a while back now. So, remind us of the plot.
Yeah, the problem is when you see it and you see snatches of it and then you decide, I'll stick with it for a while. But it's really worth getting the whole thing. Andy Dufresne is a character played by Tim Robbins. And in the opening scenes, you see a murder. It actually turns out to be the murder of his wife and her lover. And he is sent to jail for their killing. And you really are left in a feeling of, was it him or was it not him? Was he innocent? Is he going to jail for something he didn't do?
Because he claims he's innocent.
He claims he's innocent.
And he's told, well, he'll fit in here because everybody's innocent here.
Everybody's innocent here. And off he goes to jail and he befriends the Morgan Freeman character, Red.
Now, Red should not have been played, in theory, by Morgan Freeman.
No, because in the short... Basically, Frank Darabont, who made this movie, read a short story, a novella by Stephen King, a 96-pager, called Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption. And in it, the character of Red is Irish, a big red-headed Irish man.
Hence the name Red.
Hence the name Red. And so Darabont said, he paid Stephen King $5,000 and said, I'm going to turn this into a movie. Bought the rights to the short story.
Now, that was cheap
for
Stephen King.
It was for nothing. But Stephen King at the time was trying to encourage filmmakers to explore his other work that wasn't horror. He wanted the audience to know that he wrote more than just Frighteners. So this was part of it. In fact, in 1983, he had done one with Darabont where he gave him the rights for $1. $1. So this was $5,000. This was a step up because it was a novella. Anyway, Stephen King genuinely couldn't see how the film could be made. He couldn't see how he could flesh out the characters. But it was amazing because Darabont, who had come from a background of horror, he also wanted to establish that he could make mainstream films.
Yeah.
And so he wrote the character in a certain way. And he submitted the script. And when he submitted the script to Castle Rock, Rob Reiner, who had made Stand By Me, which was also based on another Stephen King short story, he said, no, I want this. I want this for myself. Here's $3 million. Let me make it. You go away now. Let me make it. And Darabont stood over it and said, no, I've written this and I genuinely believe it. So he was given $25 million. By Castle Rock, and he started production. And then they started to cast. Now, Rob Reiner was going to cast it with Tom Cruise as Andy Dufresne and Harrison Ford as Red to keep it with the Irish. But Darabont had no such thoughts, and he wanted to work with people that he really admired. He wanted to work with Gene Hackman and Robert Duvall and Clint Eastwood and Paul Newman. And they were all sort of involved in the casting process, as was Tom Hanks, as was Kevin Costner. And at one stage, the Andy Dufresne character was between Johnny Depp, Nicolas Cage and Charlie Sheen. So the casting in Hollywood, the buzz was, this is a magical script. Yeah. And in the end, it came down to who it was. And it ended up being Tim Robbins, who had been spotted in Jacob's Ladder, and Morgan Freeman, who was brought to the project after Driving Miss Daisy.
Now, how does Red explain, even though he's black, that his name is Red?
Yeah, he says maybe I'm Irish. Like, he makes a joke of it within the context of the film. And the film really doesn't shy away from brutality, prison rape, robbery, the inhuman treatment of prisoners. Like, it's not afraid to do it back in the 40s. And the corruption that runs through the prison is ferocious. But the performances are exceptional.
We have another clip. What's this one?
Okay. So the whole point is that Andy Dufresne has harbored this notion that he's going to escape. And so we've been watching little things, but they've played with us in the film because we don't really know until he escapes, how he's escaped, even though it's been happening right under our very eyes. And so when Andy Dufresne escapes, he wants Red to have a better life, and he leaves a note for him. And Red finds the note that tells him where Andy is, and it's a place where he's always talked about. So Red goes to the top of a hill, to a tree, and digs and finds the box and opens the box, and there's the note, and now he reads the note.
Dear Red, if you're reading this, you've gotten out. And if you've come this far, maybe you're willing to come a little further. You remember the name of the town, don't you?
Cihuatanejo.
I could use a good man to help me get my project on wheels. I'll keep an eye out for you, and the chessboard ready. Remember, Red, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. I will be hoping that this letter finds you, and finds you well. Your friend, Andy.
Wow. It's great. It's great.
It's killer because the emotion in it is very real, and the true bond of male friendship, and what male friendship and respect for this white middle-class American in the 40s to have this extraordinarily fraternal relationship with this older black prisoner. It's just fantastic.
When it was released, a moderate hit, but
no,
then...
No, it died. It died. I mean, it cost $25 million and it took $16 million. Like, it was a flop.
And then
the Oscar nominations came out, and it got 7, including Best Picture, Best Actor for Morgan Freeman, Best Director. And so the word went, oh my God, what did we miss? So the studio re-released it, and it took $58 million then. So suddenly it was in profit. But the big thing was that Ted Turner bought it, and he bought it for showing on Turner Classic Movies, which was just coming in at the time. Now, it became the biggest rental on video before it went to TV, and it became the biggest rental in America, so it took a fortune. That's where it made its big money. And then the next thing, it started to be shown at night, late at night on TV, and now it's just become a classic. And when people say, what's your favourite movie, it invariably makes the top 10 of everybody's list, The Shawshank Redemption.
Now, Stephen King, he got $5,000 in a check from Darmont for the rights. What happened?
Well, he kept the check. And
never cashed
he
it.
He would laugh every now and again about the check. So eventually he cross-signed the check, he framed it, and he posted it to Frank Darabont and said, you might need this someday to get out of jail. Love, Steve.
My goodness.
Sent it back to him. So he was so appreciative because The Shawshank Redemption really showed a different side to Stephen King, as well as establishing.
What about Frank Darabont? Did he go on to do great things?
Oh, yeah. The next big movie he did, he, because of the process of finding actors in this, he became pally with Tom Hanks, and he said, I have to have a vehicle for you. And so he came up with The Green Mile. And sure, The Green Mile, you know, was a massive hit. It took a couple of $100 million. So that was great. And Michael Clarke Duncan was the great discovery there, the big black line man that has since since died, you know, sadly. But Frank Darabont went on. And his recent work, everybody will know from the small screen, because he's the executive producer and one of the creators of The Walking Dead.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's what he's been doing. So he's back to horror.
Fascinating stuff. Bill Hughes, a television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.